The sentencing phase of Dylan Roof's trial begins tomorrow in Charleston, South Carolina. He will serve as his own attorney as jurors decide whether he should receive the death penalty. Roof was convicted of killing 9 black parishioners at a church Bible study in 2015. Cynthia Graham Hurd was one of Roof's victims, and her brother, Melvin Graham, wants Roof to get the death penalty.
She had absolutely no chance to live. None of them had any chance to live. If this doesn't rise to the occasion of the death penalty, then what does?
Alexandra Olgan has been following the trial for South Carolina Public Radio, and she joins us now. And first of all, Alexandra, yesterday Dylan Roof had yet another competency hearing about whether or not he could serve as his own attorney during the sentencing phase. What happened?
So, yes, he did have a second competency hearing, and the judge ruled again that he is still competent. A psychiatrist evaluated him over New Year's weekend for several hours and found that there had been no significant changes to his mental state, and he's able to represent himself. Now, the hearing was closed to the public, so we don't have any more details than what was in that order.
During the guilt phase of his trial, Roof momentarily wanted to serve as his own attorney, but then changed his mind. Do we know why he wants to be his own attorney during the sentencing phase now?
We don't know the details of his strategy, but we know he wants control because he sent the judge a handwritten note right after he decided to represent himself for the sentencing phase, saying he doesn't want to introduce any mental health evidence. And his lawyers speculated in a court filing that that's why he wants to represent himself. Now, we know from the first competency hearing that Roof said he wanted control over what his lawyers said in court. And the judge said, well, you know, that's not really how it works. Your lawyers have to be able to represent you and have some autonomy. And then Dylan Roof said, well, I still have the right to represent myself. So we know he's been thinking about this for a while and he wants control.
Well, in just a couple seconds that we have, the government plans to call 38 witnesses. Do we know when a jury might give us any kind of decision?
The judge speculated about 10 days. Of course, we don't know how long the jury is going to take to deliberate. It can range. But with Roof defending himself and not introducing any evidence, we are pretty much guaranteed to have a shorter trial.
Well, Alexandra Olgan is with South Carolina Public Radio. Alexandra, thank you.
You're welcome.